Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. One of the frescoes which must be especially meaningful to the cardinals in conclave is a Perugino masterpiece depicting Christ handing the keys to Saint Peter. As Professor of Fine Arts Breda Ennis tells us, it's part of the cycle of Christ on the right-hand wall as you enter the Sistine Chapel. Stay tuned. Breda, when we think of the Sistine Chapel, we always think of Michelangelo's artwork.
Yes.
But point of fact, there's much more artwork that was previous to Michelangelo.
Yes, yes. And we're talking about
Perugino.
Yes.
We also have other painters in there. We
like
have
Botticelli. Yeah.
And who else do we have? Ghirlandaio.
Exactly.
Perhaps
yeah.
among the most famous. Perugino's painting is an interesting one on the right-hand side as you walk in through the main entrance of
yes.
the Sistine.
Yeah.
In terms of the conclave, because he depicted Christ giving the keys to St.
Yes,
Peter.
Yes, in fact, probably at the time these frescoes were done, you had on the right-hand side, you had the Christological series, and on the left-hand side, you had the Moses series. And obviously, at that time, you had a ceiling which was blue with golden stars. So clearly, these wall frescoes were really the most important thing in the Sistine in that period, until Michelangelo began to do the ceiling and all the walls, and eventually the Last Judgment. But this particular fresco is of great importance, because probably of all of the frescoes in the series, this one would have been specifically related to the election of a pope. At the bottom part of the fresco, you have a series of figures each side of Christ and Saint Peter, who are right in the center. You have a type of piazza painted like a grid, very white with little golden dividers. And then in the middle, just above them, you have two scenes, tiny scenes with tiny figures. And then way behind that, you have in the center what would have been, let's say, the Temple of Jerusalem, or the Temple of Solomon, or let's say the central temple of the Catholic faith, with each side two arches which look like two arches of Constantine, which would be
triumphal arches.
Yes, triumphal arches. So the triumphant of religion. Now the figures at the bottom, some of them are dressed in robes that you would attribute to, let's say, figures in the Renaissance period. Others, like, for example, Christ and St. Peter and the apostles, are dressed almost like prophets or like senators in the more regal sense of the word. And Christ here has a pink garment with a blue cloak, his blue cloak. And Peter has the opposite. He has a blue garment, but a golden, very much these kind of golden colours, which I'm sure that later on Michelangelo was using much more brilliantly in the upper frescoes. Anyway, going back here to the keys, here you have, if you look at Peter, who's kneeling, he has his left hand on his heart, and he's looking intensely and seriously at Christ, who is standing in front of him. And he's kneeling in barefoot. And it's interesting to see that you have a golden key and a silver key. Now, the silver key is hanging down towards the ground, because silver key also represents the temporal area and the responsibility being given to St. Peter. But it's curious and interesting to see that Peter has his hand clasped at the bottom of the golden key, which is interesting.
Which represents the spiritual side.
The spiritual side, the celestial side. And if you notice that Christ's hand is just very, very lightly attached to it, almost as if to show the ethereal, the celestial presence of the man and what he represents in that particular situation. And Peter seems to be a much more earthy, heavier figure. They look completely different as figures. So, and I think that is also to do with the fact of the importance of the two keys. But I think Peter holding on to the golden key at its base probably means that the responsibility that Peter has in carrying the temporal silver key is also strongly emphasized. They're emphasizing in a way the importance of that little extra, not that little extra, that great extra responsibility that Peter would have over his apostles. And possibly in the case of a conclave or whatever, it would be cardinals, no? So the function and the role of Peter, the sacrality of Peter in the fact that he's given permission to hold on to this golden key, because you would presume that the golden key represents also the spirituality of man.
And this is in the very place where the cardinals gathered to elect
the conclave,
the
to elect
successor of Peter.
On this occasion,
the 265th successor of Peter.
In fact, it's curious also, if you look at this white piazza, it's very open and airy and clean. There is much less clutter in this particular fresco than there is in the other wall paintings nearby. So it's almost like it stands out on its own, which is unusual, because you wouldn't expect it to be this big white piazza with a grid on it. It's very different from all the rocky hills that you find in all the other frescoes on the wall. It's almost like it's emphasizing, like, focus here. Here is the Temple of Solomon at the top of the fresco. Here below is the solemn function of Peter receiving his first mandate.
And you were listening there to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.